What was he taking
home?
Did
you know that the cord's always on the left?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Chick taught me that trick.
It's an old radio guy trick.
So, look, I said the cord's always on the left. Look at him.
I'm trying to fix it. There's a lot of wires right now.
One day, all this will be wireless.
What?
Yeah.
I can't hear myself.
I can't. Can you turn me up, too?
Which one are you?
Is it on?
I don't know.
Ooh, you sound good, Jeff.
I do?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Baby. Yeah.
No.
You mean
don't
it?
Knock that over.
I can't hear any of it.
Oh, there we go.
What number are you, Chicky?
Two. No.
This one.
Chicky? Chicky? Oh, gosh, this is the best when Chick can't hear. Wait. Chick, can you hear your... Oh,
the power's
not in there.
Yeah.
God. Is it plugged in?
No!
Maybe that's the one you're messing with. Oh, thanks.
Turn them down.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That would have been ugly.
I think he ends up turning them up a lot. But
were we recording while we were doing that?
Let's hope not.
I can hear.
Ooh.
Good. I can hear.
I can't hear anything.
I'm two. Stop that.
I'm one. Okay, yeah, that's why. Okay.
What's that? That's the old joke. Are you one? Yes. Are you one too?
I don't think.
What's the joke?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Hey, these really sound great. I'm glad you talked me into getting them.
And now they're not. And that's on a average board.
The fucking post office would.
Yeah, Jeff and I sound terrible. Jess, is that awkward at all? I know it's kind of high and weird, but...
No? Oh, there it is. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, just crank it. No,
what's happening is we're instituting some new microphones with this... incorporating new microphones into the broadcast this week.
What's
and
that?
Jess is messing with her mic stand.
Yeah.
First of all, okay. she came in and said, what did you want to bedazzle?
My microphone. That's how J-Lo and Beyonce do it. They have like gold microphones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, so does Rush Limbaugh. I think he was the first.
He has it. Yeah,
are you
even
serious?
It's just like that microphone.
Only it's gold?
It's gold plated.
All of it. All of it's gold?
Gold.
I was thinking about like just...
These are called horse cocks.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Stop saying that.
Don't they look like a horse cock?
I don't know. I don't know what a horse cock looks like.
Well, I would think it would be just like a regular cock, only it would be a big, like, horse size.
I went to horse camp 5th through 6th grade. That's what a horse cock looks like.
Really?
Yeah.
Who goes to horse camp?
I did.
Was it 4-H? Or
I learned, nope. It was a Christian horse camp. And I learned to ride. I rode Tomahawk. Rebel and Scarlet. Those are the 3 years. Yeah.
How do you remember that?
Wait, those are the names of the horses?
Yeah.
They sound like stripper names.
Scarlet couldn't be tamed, but I tamed her.
Tomahawk, coming to the stage. It's Tomahawk.
Tomahawk was there the first year. Second year, when I came back, gone.
Gone.
Glue.
Put her down.
Glue. Yeah.
Kennel ration.
She bit a kid.
My sister had a horse named Cookie. I don't know.
I met Cookie.
You did?
I think I did. Did I?
When?
Cookie was taking visitors.
Is there hours for Cookie?
Is that too loud for you, Jeff?
That's perfect.
We're
still
loud.
Checking levels. Level. Oh, we need to. Are we going to get started? Because I need. Where's my? Don't we have a new level for the music?
Yeah, that should be that thing that was there. Remember, you were looking for something to go, I don't have my big thing.
That's the plug
that's
that you're supposed
plug.
To use.
I believe so.
Oh, this is from the headphones.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's probably right here.
Yes.
Right. Did you see how close that was to his hand?
Oh, I know. I know exactly how that works.
Is everyone having a good time?
Do you guys like bologna?
My expense. Of course I like bologna.
I know you do.
What kind of a communist wouldn't like bologna?
These two, probably. Who doesn't? Do you like, no?
As a kid,
bologna?
Yes.
Yeah.
As an adult, no.
No.
I mean, I just don't do it. It's really salty.
Oh, it's terrible. But there's something about white Wonder Bread and mustard and bologna that just takes me back to, like, summertime as a kid.
You okay. are just a hillbilly.
Oh, I know.
Did you get the big hunk of bologna in the...
Your parents did? They bought it?
No, I had a babysitter over the summer, and she would get just a package of it. It was like they were stocking up for Y2K.
Right.
And I'm tired of bologna. Like,
no
made
more.
Me sick of it. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I think I had the package.
Did you eat raw hot dogs as kids?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You didn't care if it was well. It's not necessarily raw.
No,
it's just
not
warmed up.
Yeah.
You guys know that we've talked about microphones, horse cocks, bologna, hot dogs. Everything is
very
penis shaped.
Phallic.
Very phallic this episode.
Maybe that's what today is.
You don't look comfortable with your mic. I'm going to say it.
It's okay.
Why don't we switch stands?
No, I'm okay.
Because I'm too low, I think.
I'm going to power through, okay?
We can get yours a little bit lower. We can adjust yours. And we can kind of angle hers down a little bit.
Yeah, I can. I'm good.
All right.
It's good.
Are you going to try to play that thing over there?
Let's do this.
Let's hope it works.
Oh, it's got to be turned down a little bit, though, right?
No, you can probably do whatever, and I'll adjust.
Let's do it.
Oh, that's way low. There we go. Hi there. Welcome back to the Off the Air podcast. Tell your friends. We're going to start doing these.
Well, this week, once a week.
Yep.
I should stop looking toward the future. Is that what I'm saying? Or hearing yourself?
In the now.
It feels good to live in the now, really.
Whatever. This is a much better level than what we had last week. Yeah, that's okay.
Forty-year veteran of radio, he knows what he likes.
Morley Safer just died. You guys know that, right?
Still don't know who it is.
Are you seriously saying this on the podcast?
He just died.
Why would you start off a podcast like that? I mean, well,
Jeff, do you know who Morley Safer was?
I do not.
He covered Vietnam for CBS. He worked at CBS all of his broadcast career. He worked at CBS.
You would probably recognize him.
He was.
Did he have big rimmed glasses? Black rimmed glasses? Not a black guy.
Not a black guy with big rimmed glasses? No, I'll show you a picture.
He had a lot of facial flaps.
Who'd you say? Ari, what?
Oh, yeah, from the 60 Minutes guy. Yeah.
60 Minutes guy, yeah. Bear attack, yeah. Just earlier today.
Morty?
Morley Safer.
Morley Safer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember his voice for sure.
And they just did a thing on him last weekend.
See, you saying he covered Vietnam and then me going, "Oh yeah, the 60 Minutes guy." That's like me knowing Ice Cube from rap and then kids now knowing him from like, "Oh yeah, he's in that one Family Road Trip movie."
Or CSI?
Or,
no.
That's Ice-T.
And LL Cool J.
I thought you were the rap.
I don't know what television they do now. I know what they sang in the 90s.
Gangsta rap, son.
Do you guys remember how much shit MC Hammer got for being this big pussy rapper? Remember that?
He's doing a Starburst commercial advertisement now.
And Cube is in NWA, and the next thing I know, he's in Barbershop, and it's okay. When did that happen? How did that?
The new Barbershop's out.
Barbershop 3?
2.
Back
2.
To the cut? What is it?
I don't know. Is it 3 or 2? Is there already a 2?
I thought there's already a 2, but it didn't have the main characters. So does it count?
Oh, so I don't think it counts. Mm-hmm. No.
Who wasn't in it?
I think most of them. It's kind of like Home Alone 3. It didn't have Macaulay Culkin in it. Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
There was a Home Alone 3?
Yeah.
Or The Sandlot 2? Crap.
Sandlot was so good.
I know. I found The Great Hambino on Instagram the other day, and I was so excited.
I am not in... I watched Sandlot with her one time, and I right over my head.
But I watched it when I was a kid. It's not necessarily right now. It's the nostalgia. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that one guy grew up to be a Dodger, right? Is that what the movie
Benny
says?
Benny the Jet Rodriguez?
Yeah.
He was a Dodger?
Uh-huh. I think in
real
life.
No, not in real life.
No.
Oh, I thought in real
life. In real life, I think he just got arrested for like...
Battery
or something, or drugs.
Mm.
Somebody
That's
didn't
too bad. He was good
listen.
Looking. Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Who narrated that?
It was not anybody we know. It wasn't.
There like
was,
Daniel
it wasn't,
Stern.
I don't think so. No, yes, it was. It was the Circle of Life. It was the tall, bad guy in Home Alone.
Daniel Stern. That's
Daniel
him.
Stern.
That's Daniel. Who that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
There's the short guy's Joe Pesci. Tall guy's
I
Daniel Stern.
I know who
Stern.
Joe Pesci is. I did listen to Maron. I did listen to Maron's podcast and got the backstory and the Joe Pesci.
Oh, with Louis C.K. was yeah. Joe Pesci was supposed to be in Louis C.K.'s online version, online only, available only online of Horace and Pete.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. and he wasn't, but he said he gave him a ton of stuff that he used.
Joe Pesci was supposed to be the Alan Alda character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Pete.
Yeah.
Is that Maron? Is that Maron's like 700th episode?
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
I listened to the Julia.
Yeah.
Louis
yeah,
Dreyfus. Yeah, yeah. I need to listen to Louis C.K.
We were in the car the other day and. The song "Shine" by Collective Soul mm-hmm. came on,
uh-huh. yeah.
and it
yeah.
was and it was on our alternative rock station here.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna keep doing that until you tell me to stop. Yeah,
and Max said, "Oh my gosh, why is this on X?" And I said, "Well, because it's alternative rock." And he was like, "No, it's not. It's classic rock." And yeah. I was like, "Maxwell, it is not classic rock. It's Collective Soul." He goes, "What year? What year did that come out?" And I said, "Oh, I said 94." So I looked at it. It was 94.
Okay.
Can yeah. you hand me my glasses? 93.
No, I think.
But yeah, early 90s.
Yeah.
It was rock in the amongst of all that grunge.
Yeah. Collective Soul was everywhere there and had like.
Yeah, they had one.
December.
Yeah.
Shine.
Yeah,
not in, one. No. Yeah.
Well, one good album. Good album.
Released in 1994. And he was like, "Mom, anything in the 90s is classic rock."
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, "No.
Classic
that's not
rock.
True.
It's 2 decades ago.
I know. That is crazy.
I mean, I started listening to Led Zeppelin. In the late 80s.
When did they?
That came out in the 60s and then early 70s. I mean, that's, I get it.
Hmm. So with that classic rock is,
well, think about it.
Yes, 20
I even,
years
I
old?
Even, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I would think so. Once there's an entire decade in between you and when it came out.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'd say 25 years.
No, you're wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
A
I would
decade
say
isn't enough.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, no, no. I'm saying a decade in between. If it happened, if there's a full decade,
a decade
in between
plus.
You,
yeah.
The 2000 to 2010 is in between
right.
what is now and then what happened back in the 90s. So I'm with Max on this.
Hmm. I wasn't.
It doesn't feel
it.
Good
no,
for your
age. No,
it
doesn't feel good at all. It doesn't
yeah,
feel
and
good
see,
at all.
Classic rock as we know it is yeah. becoming oldies.
Is that what they call that?
It's not there yet. But it's getting
there. You
know, there.
Led Zeppelin and all those guys, Eagles, that's 50-year-old music.
They're doing a concert, aren't they?
Yeah, what Roger Waters and The Who and Bob Dylan. And
yeah.
I'm being told here that David Evans is the guy who narrated Sandlot, not...
Oh, I was wrong.
He's he's the director. I don't know why I thought it was... Who? Daniel Stern narrated The Wonder Years.
He did.
And Richard Dreyfuss narrated "Stand by Me."
What?
Richard Dreyfuss did?
Do if I say attitude.
And Bob Saget did "How I Met Your Mother," right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hated that show.
You did?
Yuck.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't my thing, but I think it's.
Do you like to hear a list of shows
age.
I hate? Big Bang Theory.
You hate that show?
Don't care
yes,
for it.
Hate it.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. It's
not
as good as it,
it
used to be. But.
Everybody loves Raymond, except me.
Uh-huh.
I don't like what they made Brad Garrett do. He didn't talk like that.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, Ray.
Well, that's acting. That's what you do.
Yeah,
acting.
That's
this is my opinion.
Acting.
Okay, go ahead.
You should be able to use your own voice when you're acting.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Okay.
What else did I like?
King of Queens?
Yeah, that's okay.
You didn't mind
oh,
that
but
one?
It was a spinoff of
yeah.
the thing you hate.
Yeah.
Which one?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's not a spinoff.
Yeah,
of
it
Raymond.
Is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It might be done by the same company, but I don't think it's a spinoff.
But he was a friend of Raymond.
Yeah, he was on Ray's show.
Yeah.
Well, they were the
Kevin was.
The Ben Affleck and Matt
no,
Damon.
Weren't.
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
What am I looking up now?
All right.
King of Queens?
Only another hour of arguing.
I know. Well, it's been days for us, okay?
I don't
no,
know
it's continuing.
Been,
is that what you're
I
saying?
I don't know what's been going on. Yeah. King of Queens spinoff? Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It's gonna go yes.
Yes.
Dumbass.
Too bad we don't have a fact checker.
King of Queens.
That'd be really useful.
It says King of Queens spinoff, and Everybody Loves Raymond. See? King of Queens began as a spinoff of Everybody Loves Raymond. Kevin James is a prodigy of Ray Romano, and the two are buddies in real life, often performing stand-up back-to-back. Well, how do you know who you're supposed to listen to?
Yeah,
they're both back-to-back. On the...
That was good.
Ultimately, it will be remembered as a spinoff, but when Doug was on Everybody Loves Raymond, I remember Ray calling him by the name of Kevin. Doug's character meets Ray for the first time at the DMV when they're both taking the tests.
Huh. Hmm. There you go.
So we've had a nice week so far. Jeff's week started off great.
What'd you do, Jeff?
I don't want to talk about my vacation. It's just...
You were on vacation.
I just want to... No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I was on... Oh, my vacation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. 4-day weekend, right?
Yeah, I had a nice 4-day weekend. I did not go anywhere. I just stayed home, but oh, it was fantastic.
Didn't you eat a lot of cheese? You ate a lot of cheese,
right? I came back Wednesday and was so constipated because I ate so much cheese.
Why did you eat so much cheese?
I had macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
I had cheesy Coney dogs. I had burritos with cheese. I had tacos with cheese. I put cheese on my mashed potatoes. I ate cheese.
Oh, that sounds good, right?
All break. Oh, it was so good. Yeah, like whenever I was getting the cheese, I went to the grocery store and I go to a marsh in the middle of the ghetto and there's always only two lanes open. The 12 items or less lane and then the lane that is all items.
Is this the one right by your house?
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty ghetto.
Yeah.
But it's not even that ghetto, really.
It's just it's probably not the word we should use.
Old supermarket that doesn't matter where you put that, you're going to feel like it's ghetto.
It is old.
Mm-hmm.
It has two exits. It's a shoplifter's paradise.
Oh,
you know
that's
that,
amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
There's that one door at one end of the
that's how all
store.
The marshes are
when you go
no
in,
there's it it's pretty
my marsh is a baby marsh and it has
yeah you go in
exits.
And it split and you split
well
yeah.
but this door for some it seems like there at the end of an aisle there's the door. I mean, you know how most grocery stores have
mm-hmm.
doors on either end. Well, this has a door on one end. And then,
so you just keep pushing your cart right out the door, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, just don't look back.
You could have said, hey, I didn't mean to shoplift all this.
Do you assess every store you go into?
Do you
That's
scout
how
it?
Ex-shoplifters behave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the word you're looking for case? I case the joint? Yeah, that's
how about
I
a
do.
Target? You love Target. Are those, what do you think of those?
I do love Target. Target is...
you don't steal.
Could you steal from there, though? Could you see yourself getting away with it?
Oh, sure. Mm. Yeah.
It
sure.
makes my belly hurt to even think about stealing, getting caught. I would be
Oh, no,
I'd
never
death.
Do it again, but you could do it. Yeah, sure.
But you could do it.
Target's locked down. They have like a security guard.
I just the other day accidentally stole a bottle of Diet Pepsi from my CVS.
Did you drink it?
Yesterday. I walked in. Of course, I own the place. Yeah. Hey! You know, they love me at the CVS. And I picked up a bottle out of the...
And he
drinks
it while he's shopping.
Walking back to get
he's
grandpa's
that guy.
Prescriptions.
That makes me nuts.
Get back there. I'm drinking my Pepsi, talking to the pharmacist. I'm drinking. He rings me up. I forget to say, hey, ring this Diet Pepsi up. So I get the prescriptions in the bag, and I'm walking. I go, I haven't paid for this Diet Pepsi yet. I just popped her in the bag and walked out.
You are still a thief.
So I owe them like $1.89 or something.
I don't know.
If that was from CVS, you probably owe them $4.50.
I was going to say,
this
kidding.
Is the same CVS that they had a rash of liquor thievery.
They did? So they got the big black caps on all everything?
I don't know. They were telling me that people bring like giant purses in and just stand
and
over there
steal
and
steal it?
And the liquor aisle.
But they have those big black caps that have to be popped off.
You can.
I don't think it matters.
You
yeah,
take
no,
them
you,
off.
You can just rip
said,
them off.
And
yeah.
they said you can wrap aluminum foil around the top of them and you can walk right out the door.
Who told you this?
It defeats the. What's her name? Linda or
Pam?
Beatrice?
You probably shouldn't say who's Pam. Telling you how to defeat the system.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think Chick works for the cops and like goes in as an ex-felon. He's like, all right, this is how they can steal from this.
Helps them lock it down. The FBI hires the hackers mm-hmm. to see what the hackers are doing.
Like, catch me if you can.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right.
What?
I bet Morley Safer was a shoplifter at some point.
I bet not.
You don't think so?
That sweet old man?
He probably stuck stuff in the folds of his neck.
I'm Morley Safer. Some Cheetos and stuff.
Oh. I have a terrible... There was a story. I used to work...
Breakstone?
No, I'm not going to say it. Never mind. I really shouldn't. I'll bring it up another time.
It's been 7 years, right?
Since I've had a job?
No.
No, the statute of limitations.
Yeah.
No.
The old statute of limitations.
I know someone
I know it's statute. Leave me alone.
I know someone who used to wax people, and there may or may not have been a obese man that would come in and get his entire body waxed.
Ooh.
And once they found... I don't know if it had to have been a Skittle because if it was M&M and it would have melted.
Oh,
a Skittle in the fold of their backpack.
Stop it. That didn't happen.
Yes.
Did you eat it?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's polite? It? Do you go, hey, do you want this? Hey, I found it.
Were you saving this for later?
Hey, we just found a Skittle.
What would you do? Isn't that gross? I know.
So let's see.
What flavor was it?
What time of day was it? What time? You remember when the appointment was for the waxing?
No.
Was it in the morning? In the afternoon?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Well, worst case, best case scenario, let's say he got up in the morning, had some Skittles.
And had been there for a day?
And had only been there for half a day, maybe.
But that's the thing. You're going to get waxed, and you didn't bathe before you went to
the worst case.
I see your point, yeah.
Worst case, how long has that Skittles been there? Before? And then?
Yeah, especially if it's back. It's on the back. You don't know.
He went to the movies 2 weeks ago, and it wiggled down there.
Right. He could have gone to the... Well,
how did it... Was he throwing it up, and one went over?
And catching him in his mouth. Oh,
and one fell, and just kind of stuck.
Maybe he did take a shower, and he didn't know it was there.
No, you have to lift and fix and tuck
separate.
And do all the things when you're in the shower. You can't just go in there all willy-nilly if you've got that many crevices. You got to do work.
I plainly remember going when I was in... freshman or sophomore in high school, I was taking a shower real quick one morning, and I didn't get all the soap out of my hair. I remember that. And
I do that with conditioner all the time.
I was so embarrassed.
I was sitting in class one time, and a girl behind me goes, "Oh, my God. Oh!" And then everyone starts freaking out behind me. And then, go to the teacher, and I go to the teacher. I had a tick on the back of my ear. I'd just been in a wooded area, and had been there for... It'd been there for a while, probably.
Oh,
it wasn't swollen with your blood.
Oh,
was
it was. And then
I was
tick boy for a while.
Were you afraid you had Lyme disease?
Nah.
Okay.
As a kid, you don't even know or care about.
Yeah, Lyme. I was in fifth grade. They took it off with a match, and I was like, "All right, can I go back to class now?" And
oh my gosh,
Lyme disease, no joke.
No, it's not. I didn't know. I just read about it recently.
It fuck you up, man.
But I have another friend who is a masseuse, and. She would have this couple that would come in every other week. They would come in together.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
But the girl would always go first.
I'll go
first.
And
she would go. And while she was in there getting her massage, her husband would go and take the biggest grumpy ever and then go and get massage. That's disgusting.
You would think that you would have to have a grumpy after being massaged. Yeah. Getting
you
everything all
you
loosened up.
You don't grumpy and then have somebody rub oil all over your body.
Well,
that's
what do you mean?
Terrible.
They don't rub it on your grumpy hole.
You don't know? What if they have a sciatica issue?
Well, but that's not on the ring.
Yeah, what if they're misogyny?
That's close.
And that causes the release.
Oh, that's gross.
Relax.
Do you think that's happened?
You know how you get in a hot tub sometimes? You relax and, you have some gas.
I mean, you're going to have to pay
okay,
extra.
Okay, I'll say it. Your fart. Ugh.
You have to pay extra.
When's the last time
happened?
You were in a hot tub?
I'm not allowed to be in hot tubs. I'm delicate.
You are delicate.
When you fart in a hot tub, do you go, "Oh, the jets are on"?
Who turned the jets on?
Funny every time you do it.
They've got a hot tub at the LA Fitness.
Yeah, they do. Do you get in that?
I don't. Yeah. I kind of want to. I just want to get in by myself.
Oh, that's like people broth. Ugh.
Can you do a sauna? Is that
I'm not
okay?
I'm not supposed to, but I can.
No, temperature. Yeah. It's extreme temperature.
It's extreme.
He's not supposed to be outside for a prolonged period of time.
Once again, my spirit animal is
a bear.
I'm like I can't be too hot. I can't be too cold.
He catches fish with his bare hands.
I catch fish with my.
So during the heat of the summer, when are you going to mow?
Because
you've been mowing about every 3 days.
No,
right
I can mow. I can mow. I love mowing.
It's extreme temperature.
Yeah. Like if it was 110, I probably shouldn't go out and mow, but I would.
I think you remember Mad Dog, he's got like five boys,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think his boys ever get to mow.
Because he likes to mow?
Because he gets to have
time
his
to
own
himself,
time.
Yeah. You guys, I saw one of his sons on Instagram the other day.
With the little chubby baby?
Yes.
At the bowling alley?
I think it's his middle son, and it looks exactly
like Mad Dog.
Like Mad Dog. Like, it is insane. They all kind of look alike, but this one is identical.
Oh, wow.
That's Willie's son, you think?
No, that's not Willie's son. I'm talking about Willie looks just like his dad.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I was just grinning because I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're probably such a wonderful human being because your dad is. Mm-hmm. And
I think he works for the food bank.
Oh, is that? Yeah. Yeah, he came on the show last year, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, something like that.
Like even this, look at the smile and him pointing at his wedding. Like that exactly like his dad, right?
Oh, yeah.
When did he get married?
I don't know. Do you know his dad?
I do. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I remember when that boy was born.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Or maybe he's the oldest. Maybe, or the second oldest.
No, he's the oldest.
He is the oldest? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Were you doing a show with Dog when he was born?
Mm-hmm.
When that boy?
No.
No?
No, that was early on when he was.
Okay.
Dog was coming on in the mornings and doing stuff with us.
Oh, okay.
That's when
that was before I started doing the morning show and the midday show and the afternoon show. That was before that.
I just did Juice 3. Day 3, Juice 3. Of
you know,
the plans.
We have been sitting here for quite a while, and we have not mentioned. We're going to talk about it?
Okay.
Let's talk about it. She's on a cleanse.
I'm just doing a juice cleanse.
She's on a cleanse.
Juice cleanse. But here's where the cleanse went south.
It's gone south?
Well,
I wanted to be supportive. I said I'd do a cleanse with you.
But you don't. When you cleanse, it's just like, I'm not going to have bread for 3 hours. Like,
okay,
that's how you cleanse.
This morning,
and he needs protein.
This morning, so far today, what time is it? What is this, like 1:30?
1:40.
1:40.
Okay, so far today I've had a bagel.
Uh-huh.
With cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
That's out.
Mm-hmm.
Two dates. Which are really, they're really.
What were their names?
Somebody turned the jets on. two dates that are really pushing the date where you're supposed to eat them. They're kind of dry. There's one I got at Costco. And I'm going to say 500 calories of cashews.
Think so?
Yep.
That's
it.
You didn't have any donuts today?
Nope.
No?
No, sir.
We were up to our fucking necks in bagels this morning.
Yeah. And yesterday,
a lot of carbs.
Was it yesterday I called you and I said, did you order your cleanse? And and you were like, no. And I was like, what are you eating? You're like, a bagel.
That was a lie. I was having a Kit Kat when you called. Kit Kat and a Milky Way bar.
Better than a bagel. So I've been doing this cleanse, but here's what happened. So
state what the cleanse is. Is it?
It's expensive is what it is.
It's not that bad. No, it's not. A fresh pressed juice cleanse. It's organic juice.
So no solids.
No solids. I have not.
How many of these a day do you get?
Six.
Oh, okay.
But I also have about.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, okay.
Well, if you only had like one of those for a meal, that's like, dear God, I would.
It's like every 2.5 hours.
Here's
that
a cleanse.
Juice, so it's
here's
not bad. I'm not.
This
hungry.
Is a cleanse.
What?
A cleanse. You mix up a milk jug. You rinse it out, and you put in organic honey,
cayenne
pepper.
Vince Morse. Tells him every time.
Vince.
And so this is what he keeps
Vince
thinking
Morris
that it is.
Morris is the king of the cleanse.
Yeah.
And he has not aged in 30 years. Not a minute.
Yeah, but
I don't know if it has anything
crack,
to do with cleanse. Okay.
Black don't crack. Well, aren't we a bunch of white people sitting around? Isn't
it? Hey,
nice?
He would agree.
Yeah. We.
I heard it from them.
So that so that's what I've had. Six of these. And then I've had some kraut I have because of the probiotics in it.
Zig Heil.
Yeah. I have that, and I just little.
So you haven't had solid food since when?
Other than a couple of bites of kraut in the evening. What's today? Since Monday?
This is Thursday. Really?
Yeah.
That can't be good for you. How long are you supposed to be on this?
It's not good. I don't know. I'm doing it. I feel good.
You're
if
saying,
I felt
it looks
bad,
like it's got good stuff in it.
Yeah,
is this what's in it?
That one is, yeah.
Oh, wow. I pretty much, except for parsley, I consider parsley a weed.
I really think that they just do it to cut the bitter of the chard and the,
But apple, cucumber, kale, lemon, ginger, that's all good.
And then, like, the one in the evening that I have is sprouted almond milk with maple syrup.
What does sprouted mean?
That it's just, it's, I don't know. If they, the sounds sprouts fancy. The sprouts were coming out of the almonds. They soaked them until that, and then they, that's what it meant. That but like the next one, like the next one is lemon, ginger, cayenne, honey. That's a good one.
Sure.
And that's kind of like the one Chick was talking about. But so this is day three, and so, but the thing, the problem is when you juice a vegetable, you take out all of the fiber. There's no fiber left.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good at all, Jason. It's very, very bad.
Ooh. Are you on shaky ground? Is that what you're saying?
So last night, I had ordered this a while back, and I finally tried it last night. Are you guys, have you heard of a coffee enema?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They talked about it years
ago. The coffee one? The coffee? I'd never done a coffee one.
I think it was at one time thought to want a treatment for cancer.
No, there is a cancer treatment center that still uses it as a form of treatment. They use them every day. So I did it.
You did an enema?
I did it.
You gave yourself a coffee enema.
I did.
You have the hot water bottle and the tubing?
I did it, and you have to hang it, and you do the whole thing, and you lay there in the fetal position on the
solo.
On the little, yeah, on the,
you had no help.
No, did on the bathroom floor. Yeah. Other, the only help I had was, don't anybody knock on this fucking door for the next 25 minutes. That's the only help I had.
So 25 minutes is how long it takes?
Yeah, about. Well, it's supposed to.
Okay.
But all if right, you're, so hey, but here's the
it's
here's
a slow
trick.
Drip.
So you take the wand,
yeah,
and you insert the wand.
Yeah.
How do you know it's entering your body? Do you have to mash the bag? Or
I'm pretty familiar with my bee hole. I know what's going in and out of there.
Grumpy hole. It's grumpy hole.
No. I mean, it wouldn't look like, to me, unless it had some force behind the liquid coming out of the wand, it wouldn't enter your body, would it?
I don't know. I mean, it's rubber. It's like a surgical grade rubber. I mean, it's not like a straw maybe? Like that a little bit?
I still don't know how it would enter your body.
You but put are it you in sure it is? Your body.
I know, but how do you keep it in there until you insert it? Do you just keep the water? Do you keep the hot water? The water bottle.
Well, no. See, you
lower
you,
than
you,
the wand.
You open. You unclip the. It's like a clip.
Oh,
that clips
there are
it.
Clips involved. There's,
yeah. So you clip it and then you unclip it and let all the air bubbles and let the water start to flow and then you shut or the coffee start to flow and then you shut it.
What kind of
and
coffee?
And then you insert it.
Like Folgers or
Columbia.
The Starbucks. No,
was it free trade coffee?
It is. It's an organic therapeutic grade coffee. Yeah.
What do the clips go to? The
clip will clip. It shuts. It's like a valve. It shuts off the
on the bag.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was getting clipped to a.
No,
a
we're
hole
not clipping it.
I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, you know those things you put on the side of your pot to hold your spoon. It's like that. Yeah.
So you feel pressure when it starts entering?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, not a lot. You can. It's actually, you got to give it about 10 or 15 seconds, and then you're like, oh, there it is. Yeah, and then that.
Because once it gets in there, does it answer his questions? Because it's osmotic, kind of, and it gets into your system? Because it's not like skin inside.
This is the purpose. Yeah, it's the purpose. The purpose is to cleanse the liver and the kidneys.
Yeah.
That's the purpose. And or the gallbladder in the liver.
Through osmosis, it enters your system. So how do you expel?
So you're just supposed to lay there comfortably for about 20 minutes.
Other than you got this thing up your butt.
And I laid there for about 45 minutes, but I knew my brother does these regularly, and so I text him and I was like, "Hey, how long should this stuff be in there?" And he's like, "What?" And I told him, and I was like, "I couldn't." Because if you're dehydrated, your body just absorbs the liquid. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And I thought juice, I would be more than hydrated, but I'd only had like three bottles. Look at Jeff's face. I'd only had like three.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan of the enema talk.
So that was a thing. I just envisioned you on your side with your phone, just like trying to kill time.
Yeah.
With this thing.
I text my girlfriend and I was like, if this is how I die, you better come and get me.
So in your case, you didn't expel anything?
I did eventually, but I had to go in and do 32 more ounces of filtered water. And then, yeah. Yeah. So it ended up being like an hour and a half long.
So
really?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
See,
but here's the thing.
Well, we know she likes that.
what was the worst part was that I didn't... I was really disappointed. I thought you would. Oh, the worst part for me actually was that I didn't expect to be so caffeinated afterwards.
Mm. Kept you up. So,
oh.
Yeah, I did it at night. I should have done it in the morning, but I was buzzing around. Mm-hmm. I had to go for a jog around the neighborhood before I went to bed.
So do you think there are people who have coffee enemas in the morning, like a cup of coffee?
And well, that's, and what, caffeine that's what a coffee, cup of coffee does.
Yeah, but this was a lot faster and a lot more intense.
Well, no, we've
but
talked
people
about
do
that
it with alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, like the vodka tampon and the butt chugging and all that. God. It's the same
that
thing. Yeah.
Terrible.
You think someone's driving to work with a coffee enema? Like, oh, I gotta be there in 5 minutes.
I don't know.
You're saying he gets there and then he. Do your little noise. Yeah, and then walks in.
Yeah. Hey, Barbara.
Was it like a...
He goes straight to the bathroom every morning.
Was it like a big power hose when it finally was expelled?
Uh-uh.
But it was runny, though.
I don't want to talk about this part.
Very little. Oh, you don't want to talk about
Oh, you don't
want to
talk
part.
About
We've
it?
We've gone this far.
Sorry, babe. You're in.
No, it's just it was regular. It wasn't crazy.
So did you have a big meal before you knew you were going to start this?
No, I didn't.
How about this part? How about this?
No.
10 it would be.
I feel like that's gluttonous, and that's.
I just didn't know. No,
yeah.
I know.
10 is rock hard. 1 is like water. So how?
5.
Like a 5, really?
Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
Huh?
Yeah.
I am really curious about this.
You are?
Because you can't borrow
mine.
Because I've. Laxatives
make me jumpy.
That's kangaroo.
Oh, kangaroo meat.
Laxatives, it's like time delayed. Like if I took a laxative right now with you,
it wouldn't
affect me probably till Saturday afternoon or Sunday.
I don't at that point I don't think it's affecting you.
Have
it's
you ever
something
been addicted
else.
To laxatives?
Uh-uh.
But you were addicted to Vicodin.
Why are you bringing that up?
Because that will affect.
Oh, your, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that'll
yeah.
affect
sure, sure,
your,
sure, sure. Yeah.
your
right.
tolerance.
Well, that'll bind
yeah.
you up.
Yeah. No, yeah. For yeah. Bad, yeah. bad, bad.
Ooh. Unless you take them for a long time and then your system.
So when I was laying there for an hour, I started Googling things and because I was like, okay, is this bad? Whatever. But they say that it.
So you got to make sure your phone's charged up.
Yeah, you do. Well, I left my phone. I left my phone on the counter on the bathroom sink and I laid down and I was like, oh my God, am I allowed to get up? Like, what do I do? So I had to kick my phone off the counter.
Honest to God, no, that's not silly. When I hear about this, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get an enema.
You gotta prepare.
Because the only enema information I get is from the Right Stuff movie where Anthony Munoz and Sam Shepard.
What do they do?
Is it Sam Shepard? No, it's Scott Glenn plays Alan Shepard, and they force an enema.
Oh, before they go to space.
The process of determining who's going to be an astronaut, there's some sort of physical...
That's the second part of my story. I'm going to go into the space. Yes.
But Anthony Munoz...
Congratulations.
Won't let him go to the bathroom. He's like holding it because he's got to go...
You're supposed to hold it for at least like 5 or 10 minutes, no more than 20. And I was an hour.
But they tell you to hold it like that because... See, what I see is an enema, and then you got to get to the toilet to go because it's going to come rushing right back out.
No, it doesn't. Well, that's the thing is that you're just forcing more fluid.
I'm confused.
Okay, and you're mad about it.
I'm mad.
Jesus.
So the tubing.
Yes.
What happens at the tubing? Do you throw it away?
Yeah. I don't reduce, reuse, recycle because of that. Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
It's gone.
She gone.
So what's the difference on, you know, honestly... I've traveled and had that. I'm like, man, I haven't gone in days.
Uh-huh.
I just have a hot cup of tea or a hot thing of coffee and actually drink
and it does,
in my mouth.
I didn't know what you were going to say after hot, but it sure wasn't cup of tea. So I have a hot coal up my ass or something.
I have.
Is this because you needed it to work now?
No, because I wanted, because I had done those things for the last couple of days. So for the last couple of days, I've done the tea and
gotcha.
Now I'm going in
they
and
failed.
Finishing it up. Yeah,
they
no,
failed.
It didn't fail. I was just,
they
I wanted cleansed from both.
Gotcha.
Being thorough.
Thorough. I want to be thorough.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it helps. Actually, it's with the coffee enema, it's different from a colonic because the colonic goes in there and takes out all of the good bacteria that you want in there to help. Uh-huh. And so with this, it doesn't do that. And that's the upside.
Yeah, you sat there for an hour and 15 minutes. I think you were thorough.
I got it.
You got everything. Yeah.
I got it.
So have you gone to the bathroom in any way since then?
Nope. I have to number one a lot because of all the juice.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you drinking water with that?
I am. I drink 16 ounces of water between each juice. Okay. Yeah. Now I am. I didn't do that yesterday. I think that's what messed it up.
This is a lot of rules for eating and drinking. I just can't do that.
I
have rules. Three meals a day and maybe a couple snacks. That's my rules.
I like that. I like that very much. But when I am in a place like this, more mentally, it really didn't have anything to do with food. But when I feel like I've lost control, like mentally, or I've lost control of things I can't control and I get upset about it, I try to hone in on something I can control.
Well, that's where the binging and purging comes in, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, when
your
life's out of control, but by God, I can control.
Yeah, but
this
is, I feel like this is,
I can eat all I want and then vomit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like this is a little bit of a healthier way to go about it, and just instead of eating to make me feel better, I'm going to concentrate on getting healthy and do that instead. No?
All this talk is making me have to go to the bathroom.
Do you have to go?
I gotta go.
Hey, let's play a track from our buddy Oreo Jones. Would you give me your little thing?
I have to order it.
No, I have it. Just give me this.
Oh, you have it.
Yeah. Just give me that.
Okay. He needs the cord.
And we'll take our buddy.
Play Stevie Nicks.
Y'all play Stevie Nicks.
Remember when he was on, Oreo was on the podcast? It was quite a while ago.
It was a while ago.
And he said this was going to be on his new album, and his new album's here.
Cash for Gold.
He was my producer on my radio show for a little while. He was an intern of ours. Mm-hmm.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, he's a great, good. He's just a happy dude. I just love him. Here's Stevie Nicks' house on Off the. Oh, hold on. Check.
Here's. Yes. Now, Oreo Jones on his latest CD. Is it a CD? It's an album collection of songs. It's called Stevie Nicks' House. We'll be right back.
Around trying to process. Everything we do is flawless. White winged dove and a prophet. Play with her hair while she write me a song. Smoking this roach and I'm singing along. Girl, let me get your Wi-Fi password. I never really felt so strong. Wild hearts when the sun touched down. In a pale pink Miata, we flying around. Top back telling her the money is a thing. And I never ever been to a London town. At the gate in the garden. And I'm holding the hands of a rose-lipped goddess. Sipping purified water. And I told her I went to community college. After the glitter, it fades in the magic.
Swing away.
Got a lyrics embroidered on some of my fabrics. Angel and Bevel, she reigns supreme. Alone in the desert, the life of my dreams. A mystical spirit inside and a crumb holding tight. And a bevel with ceilings and eyes.
Chillin' SD, dick out.
Come on, shout it.
Chillin' SD, dick out.
I'm so excited.
Chillin' SD, dick out.
Come on, shout it. I'm so excited.
Stand back in the middle of the room. She got a JoJo key. Stand back in the middle of the room. It's just you and me. Stand back in the middle of the room. She got a rare Keith Haring. Stand back in the middle of the room. I just can't stop staring. She got a pink peony in one hand. The other is a tambourine. Shake, 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 shake to the beat of the wild heart. She's on birds in the kitchen eating mandolines. Looking up at the stars in the hot tub. Singing songs to the cosmos. Holding my hand at the yacht club. Painting some mystical shit on her toes. Knocking on those castle doors. Open up and say hi. When she hits some weak young niggas that ever leave, she gonna show you around cause she hot. Baby girl, I love my brain. And the new furniture set is insane. Chilling with my belladonna, giving all good karma. And a nightgown with a barricade named Dharma. Chilling at Stevie Dick's house.
Come on, excited.
Chilling at Stevie Dick's house.
I'm so excited.
Chilling at Stevie Dick's house.
Come on, excited.
I'm chilling at Stevie Dick's house.
I'm so excited.
Chilling at Stevie Dick's house.
Come on, excited.
Chilling at Stevie Dick's house.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
Yeah.
That's not Oreo Joe's. That's me. Yeah, if you want to, yeah, that's on. Is that on iTunes and Spotify and the whole thing? Go ahead and hook yourself up with that. That's
did everybody else hear that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's my bad.
Cash for Gold. That's a new collection.
Yeah, and it's got, you know, it's very
Oreo Joe's.
It's hip hop, but boy, I don't search it out. But there's some great. There's a song on there, Mud. Some night, maybe we'll do a nighttime podcast. Ooh. And we'll kind of chill a bit. And it's kind of a good.
You get high.
You know what? I do everything that people that get high do, except the part of getting high. I like stoner rock. I like a lot of songs that you listen to. Go, oh, you must be get high all the time. No, it doesn't happen. Feel free to get high, all you guys want, but I just don't know.
Narc. Narc.
I look like the narc. I know.
Well, you weren't the narc, were you, in high school? People didn't think you were an art. No. You didn't care, did you? You didn't give a fuck.
I got paid to be a narc one time.
By who?
The cops.
Really?
Yeah, they'd take me to gas stations and try to buy cigarettes. And then if the owners gave me cigarettes, the cops would come in and get them in trouble.
Isn't that entrapment?
Probably.
I don't.
I'm okay with entrapment.
Cops don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what
No, cops do care.
The technical.
That's why they were doing it.
Yeah.
Definition of entrapment is.
But no, I don't know.
Obviously, I look young already. Like, so when I'm 16, I look like I'm a baby, a fetus. And they're just like.
Give you cigarettes.
Yeah, they're just like, no, you're get out of here. The only place that we got was this little mom and pop shop with this old sweet lady.
And so you felt like shit.
And she goes, you were just in here the other day. Here you go. And I go, oh, I gotta go get my wallet out of the car. And I walk out of the car and go, get him! And SWAT teams come in.
Swore!
Do you have code words? How did this work?
No code words.
You wear a wire?
You wear a wire?
Yeah,
you wear a wire?
Wired up, no. I just went in and I just go, yeah, pack of Marlboro 100s. Yeah. And then they go... I go, so you see your ID? And if they ask for that, I go, I need to go get it in the car.
Right, okay. And then you don't come back.
Yeah. And then I don't come back. But if they do, I go, I need to go get my wallet. And then I turn and I touch my nose.
Oh.
And they come storming in.
Is that true?
No, that wasn't true.
I'm asking for the truth.
I'd go back in a van and I go, we got one. And then they go in and explain, you just tried to sell cigarettes to a minor. How bad do you feel?
Dun, 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 dun.
Huh. We had a place. We could buy cigarettes for Mr. T's when we were. That's not even there anymore. But that used to be the
Mr. T's.
It was a gas station right across the street.
That
it was
place.
A mom and pop.
Yeah,
place right
I remember going there. They pitied the fool over there, right?
Shut up.
Did someone narc on him and they had to close? Is that why they're not there?
He is with Mr. T.
I don't know.
The Mr. T line killed. Did you hear me?
So stupid.
That'll be on a highlight reel someday.
Remind me to mark that for highlight.
For highlight.
Chick McGee and Morley Safer both passed away. Let's look back what Jason said, but he pitied the fool.
Don't be a dick.
How old did you have to be to buy 50-50? What'd they call that beer?
When I was a kid, I was 18 the November of my senior year in high school.
Yeah.
So I would buy beer for everybody because in Ohio, when I was 18, you could buy something called 3-2 beer.
Yeah,
which
like
meant
50-50.
We didn't call it 50-50.
Sorry.
You Hoosier. I'm a Buckeye. It was 3.2% and 6%. 6% you could buy when you were 21. 6% alcohol by volume, ABV. And 3.2 beer was 3.2% alcohol by volume. Mm-hmm. So I think Shanley Little Kings had 3.2 in it. And I would go in.
Lol.
But I had these awful sideburns when I was in high school. And there weren't, it wasn't like a lamb chop, I mean, like an Elvis.
Like a lamb chop?
No.
Don't you just said?
No, yeah, like lamb chop sideburns. Yeah, it's shaped like a lamb chop. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
You've heard that. But I had just straight sideburns, like down to my, and then over, just
right.
like.
Right.
And, yeah, I.
Well, why did you get rid of those?
Just grew a beard instead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I just realized that I'm bored by this story. The 3.2 beer, when you were 18.
Jeff, what happened to we talked about your vacation earlier.
Yeah, what happened?
You were going to have a vacation mustache.
A vacation mustache.
Because last Friday, I think we did a podcast, and you go, look, can you see it? And
I Yes, I had a vacation mustache, and then I went out with a friend, and I went to her show, and we're walking down the street, and across the street, I see an ex-girlfriend's roommate and her boyfriend, and I go, oh, God. And I duck into this place, and I try to open the door, and it's locked. I start banging on it, and then they open it. We're like, we're not open yet. I go, I just need to hang out in here for a second.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. And I go, I explain the situation. He goes, oh, bro, you're safe. It's okay.
Because you didn't want them to see your mustache.
No. Because I didn't want them to see me.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You didn't want to see them.
I didn't want to see them. Yeah. I didn't want them to see me.
None of it.
Yeah. I wasn't having
it. And somebody had your
what
back.
What does that have to do with the mustache?
Yeah.
Oh, I shaved it because I went out in public. And I.
Oh. Yeah.
The mustache was.
Oh.
I can kind of see a little bit today.
I didn't shave last night. I have some Just For Men hair dye to dye my mustache whenever the blonde hairs get in there so it can look.
They have 3D eyebrow fill-in that they do now, and it's like 3D ink so that it really looks like eyebrow hairs. You could probably put that on your lip.
I could.
You could.
What about the eyebrows that they stitch in? Isn't that some place they...
No, they don't stitch them in. They use string to pluck your eyebrows. They use two pieces of string, and they basically just take the hair, and so they'll get like a whole line of hair
and yank it out,
and then twist the string so that the string's tight and pull all the hairs out at once. Yeah, that's usually how the places in the mall do it. I've never done it. I heard it's the most painful way to do it, but I've never done it.
Yikes.
How close are we to just putting your head under a 3D printer and it just prints what you want face?
I would do that. I've done extreme things to get rid of hair, body hair.
Lasers?
Yeah. And they were
when
so
have you
mean
been
to
laser?
Me.
Where were you lasered?
I was lasered a long time ago. Could I got you? On a Groupon.
Was it coochie?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's why. It was so painful. But I cried. Yeah, my bikini area.
Was it coochie?
No, just my bikini. Mm. No. Because it's different. There's a bikini.
He likes saying coochie.
I know. Yeah. There's bikini. So there's...
I pity the fool who says coochie.
Highlight reel.
There's a bikini and... I don't know. There's bikini something in Brazilian. So there's like something between your bikini line and a Brazilian that's just like, it's a little bit inside the underwear line.
Wait,
not inside your vagina, inside the underwear line.
How are they being mean to you though? Were they like spitting on you before they laser you? Like,
no, the people there, that. I was just like, this really hurts. Like, I feel like you're doing it wrong. This hurts so bad.
Shut up, you big baby.
Yeah,
stuff
and
like
they
that.
Were like, ugh, and just would roll their eyes. And so I never finished going. It did thin things out a bit, but it didn't get rid of anything.
Is it snotty like that? Like Victoria's Secret or something? You go in and...
Victoria's Secret probably has the worst... I don't shop there, but they have the worst customer service. Them and BW3s. Worst customer service in the United States.
And combine them together, and it's a Hooters.
And it's a Hooters. Mm. And something. Hooters service is fine.
Man, their food's terrible.
See, I don't think that it's fine at all.
I like their wings. I love wings.
No, their wings are terrible.
Oh, the skin on the wings is so good.
Stop talking about it, motherfucker.
I took my son in there when he was like 13.
Oh yeah.
And he thought he was under the impression that they were topless. I don't know what they told him about Hooters in high school, but he's looking around with this. I said, buddy, what's wrong? He's they've got their shirts on. I'm like, what? Why would you think I would take you to? I don't know. I just thought it would be really cool. But that time,
and Chick is not someone who is.
I'm not in there ogling the waitress.
Right. No, he's not. He's not, always been.
Oh
married.
Yeah, hey baby. Right. You know, I don't. Yeah. As in most cases, I'm sure I'm manufacturing this in my brain. But the waitress we had really seemed like irritated and put off. And because,
oh, that it was a kid.
Yeah, and Griffin was staring at her cleavage, obviously, and she was like,
"If you're gonna get pissed about people staring at your cleavage,
and
when
you work at a
Hooters.
Fucking Hooters, yeah. Come on, calm down."
So this weekend, Max went somewhere with his dad, and I called and I said, "Where are you guys?" And it was the 2, 3.
What is that?
It's
my neighbor's motorcycle.
Goddamn lawnmower guy's back.
It's badass.
It's the Gravedigger.
Right through the front window.
And there was the pause, and then I was like, oh, we stopped to get some lunch. Oh, yeah, no shit. Where'd you stop? Yeah. We're at Hooters. We wanted a burger. What now you're just being stupid. Like that's
Wendy's sells burgers.
Yeah. We want a good burger. Okay, so you were up there and I named off three, and that's what it's but and it's not his fault. And when Max came home, I grabbed him by the shirt and I said, "You like to objectify women? Do you like that? You think women are on this planet for you to look at their boobs? Did you enjoy yourself?" And he was like, "No." And I was like, "Okay." So I don't know what trauma I did there.
Yeah, there might be a little bit of trauma there.
Yeah.
But is that his first time there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he went with his grandparents before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'll be a story.
Yeah.
It already is. Yeah.
I went with my grandpa in fourth grade in Fort Myers, and I got a coffee.
You're on vacation.
I got a coffee mug. Yeah. Living it up on vacation. Got a souvenir.
A Hooters coffee mug?
Nowhere I'd rather be than a Hooters with my grandpa.
Oh, was he? But I bet the girls loved him.
I can't really remember. He's horrible with servers, and he's just
awful. Argh. Is this your dad's dad?
Yeah, no, mom's dad. He was in Korea, so we cut him some slack.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That should be a t-shirt. Cut me some slack. I was in Korea.
You would wear it. This is the grandpa that he has like old K-Swiss shoes that are like 20 years old, and he painted them white.
Oh, yeah.
Like instead of getting new shoes, he just painted his shoes white.
No, you do. Like, there's shoe polish.
He painted it with wall paint.
They were
with
dirty, so he just painted over the dirt.
Painted them white. And he's like, "I'm having back problems because your shoes are 20 years old and you're just painting them." But he was in Korea, so we...
So before you left Hooters, did he put his arm around you and like, "My little grandson, someday you're going to bang all these girls."
No. Him saying bang would be the weirdest thing. I only think he's had sex to procreate. Like that's...
Oh, really?
Probably.
Oh. We don't want to think
I think
it.
A couple generations ago, that's kind of probably the only time they really
I don't think... That's the only time they had sex with their wives.
I've seen Mad Men. That's what they're...
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen The Godfather.
Damn!
Sopranos. Right?
Well, there is that school of
is
thought.
It, no, what... Is it God... It's not Godfather. It's Goodfellas. You don't kiss your... Don't
kiss me with that mouth.
My son kisses... My wife kisses my son with that mouth. I'm not going to let her do those oral things to me. That's why they have girlfriends.
That's an actual... Wow. That's an actual thought process.
That's a thought crazy. Process. Maybe it's not a movie. Maybe it's my family. Never mind.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry.
Can I be excused?
So Gravedigger's next door.
I know. I still...
Revving up.
We gotta let them listen.
Well, and last week, no one heard. We had one tweet that said that
heard the...
No, I had somebody say that they didn't hear it.
I had someone tweet and say the podcast is completely ruined because of the lawnmower.
Are you being serious?
I'm kidding. Yeah. I know. I was just trying to...
All right, everybody be quiet. I'm going to turn it up and see if they can hear it.
That's a motorcycle. Sorry.
Yeah, we said...
Yeah, that's what we said.
Oh.
Welcome to the show.
Actually, Gravedigger.
I really was going to go out there and get an autograph, you guys.
No, he's leaving now.
What are you...
Peel out, peel out, be quiet.
Yeah, you had to hear that.
Badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you ride a motorcycle?
I tried. I almost ran into the mailbox.
Yeah, you ran my motorcycle into the neighbor's mailbox. But when we were somewhere...
I always wanted a mini bike. I rode a trike. That was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, like a spider or something. That was...
I think so. Called? Where this gets the front. It's the, got the two wheels in the front and one wheel back.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, was that right?
Yeah.
I thought it was two wheels in the back and one wheel in the front.
Nope. Not this one.
Okay.
So do you know your neighbor's name?
Yeah. And here's why.
He knows the girl's name.
No. She's like a dog trainer, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, could you get her over here now and then?
No, I couldn't.
You have a dog or two here. One of them could use a little bit of training. Right, Jess?
One of them's rude, right?
Your dogs are rude.
Even Ruby?
Ruby's rude, too. Mm. She's just a little more...
She's small. Cute.
Delicate about it.
Yeah. I am going to start calling Monkey Bluto.
I don't know how to stop her from doing that. She's done that forever, and I don't...
Your other
know
dogs
why.
Didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
So how did you teach them? Oh, you didn't teach them, did you?
That was a...
Somebody else did.
A little harsher.
Hey, review. How was your daughter's graduation?
That was really great. Thanks. So
Yay!
No, it was very fun.
I saw the pictures. Very sweet. Yeah.
Isn't that a great picture on Instagram? It's a great
picture. The ceremony was great. They had this jazz band made up of the students, and they were great.
But she went to a performing arts college.
They were great. And at one point, they played Uptown Funk. And it sounded just as good as...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. I'd never been inside the Chicago Theater, I don't think.
Yeah?
And it's... And the Walgreens was packed. There's a Walgreens right next door. The world's largest Walgreens. And I went in there to get some Altoids.
Huh.
And I decided not going to do that because it was too crowded. I mean, there were...
You didn't just steal the Altoids?
Yeah, just steal them.
There were... Well, I didn't get any prescriptions, so you have to have the cover.
You got to drop it in the prescription bag.
And then
he's a professional. He knows what he's doing. He knows when he can and when he can't.
Well, you walk right out. Not getting caught is the key. Anyway, there were probably 700 people. They had five different schools in...
Yeah, that's common.
Ellie's College, and all every different school had their own commencement.
Right.
Throughout the weekend. So there were three on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Which school?
And there was a special... Philanthropy.
Oh, really?
Okay. She's an event planner or something is what she's...
Okay.
Or what her...
School of Interpretive Theater is... No?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not management? I thought she was going to manage your career.
I don't know.
No?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Why not?
I had a very nice time with my daughter.
There you go.
Yes, I did.
You shook hands.
You had to get that in there, didn't you?
Yes. That's good.
You shook hands with your daughter? That's weird.
No.
Oh, we're shaking hands now?
Yikes.
Was Charlie
there? I know whose else voice you used that for.
Well, I think that's about it. Is that an hour? That's an hour.
We're at an hour.
We're at an hour. What else?
I still have to go back to work.
Are we going to... Do you?
You do?
Yeah, I left at 10:45 to go to a doctor's appointment way on the other side.
How's your knee?
It's fine. Oh. And then I grabbed a little lunch and came up here.
That is the most...
Where'd you eat lunch?
Don't tell her.
I grabbed a movable feast. I grabbed a sandwich, a to-go.
Hey, do you remember the guy that used to do the coffee cart at work at Christmas?
Yes, I don't remember
his name. You're bringing up all the great memories, aren't you? That doesn't even affect me.
Oh, sorry. Jesus Christ. He's sensitive.
Yeah, that's really sensitive. We can't even...
You really reached for that
one, that was
pal.
Is your back okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name, but yeah, he would come in every year.
I want to get him for the teachers as a thank you gift.
Oh, gosh,
teachers.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs.
But. Well, you know, you need some friends to go
I'm
in
PTO,
on it.
PTO, right?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Would they just
so
be...
If we know anybody that knows this guy.
But would it create havoc?
What do you mean?
Would, like, the kids want stuff?
Oh, no, we'd set it up in a teacher's lounge.
Oh, you just said it in the teacher's lounge. Yeah. Okay.
That's where they smoke and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And
all day, just packs.
There's a dancer's cage and stuff and a drummer.
Lines of cocaine all over the table.
Hey, it's very stressful.
Welcome to the teacher's lounge.
It is funny, though. Have you seen, when you start packing lunches, that for me, after spring break, it just whatever. Like, it's every man for himself. If you can find it and it fits in the lunchbox, that's what you get to take. Because we kind of...
Isn't next...
We're not good.
Tuesday, the last day of school or something?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, next Thursday is in... It's so... So it's... I told them... When we came back the day after spring break, I said, we are going to have more tardies between now and the end of the school year than we did the entire school year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just... Like, we just... And the time change always messes us up.
That should be getting you up earlier, though.
Yeah, but I still don't.
The sun keeps
going
up early.
Yeah, it is better. But the original, the initial time change is dark.
Initial, it does. Yeah. Yes, correct. Yeah. Correct.
See, I just have all these problems.
I remember my senior year of college. There were spring break was gorgeous.
Yeah,
it was like, and it gave me such spring fever.
Right.
That I didn't give a crap.
Right.
The next 2 months at all.
Yeah.
And I barely snuck by passing a class to where I would graduate.
Funny.
Yeah, I was really nervous.
Ugh. Nervous.
Yeah.
I didn't go to college.
Oh.
I barely went to high school.
This is what we've been doing for the last 3 days. You guys got a little hour of it here, but this is what we're doing.
I'm down and
this
I want to
talk about
me.
This is how it affects me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
so
true.
We just got to rally around him and get him through.
He's got a degree that no one else has.
What's that?
He doesn't realize that.
Psychotic behavior?
Well, no, just what he's done and accomplished and experienced.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, no, you can't go to school and buy that. No.
Well, I don't know about that. But
no.
And the just the raw talent that you possess.
Never say raw like that again.
Raw.
We're going to have to get a video
raw
camera.
The way you were saying,
you closed your eyes.
Enema.
Put the... The raw enema?
Raw dog enema? Ooh.
That sounds terrible.
That term is terrible.
Raw dog?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's a terrible.
I don't even know what it means.
No condom?
I bet he knows.
Yeah, no condom.
No condom, no.
Raw dog, going raw dog.
I bet he knows. What's that supposed to mean?
You're on Tinder. There's no condom, no what? There's two no.
No
things?
Glove, no love is what I heard.
Is there more to it than
basically
no condom?
No lubrication.
No, it's just no condom. You go raw.
Okay.
Oh, or you don't.
Speaking of that, the lady who volunteered to tap Vibbert's ass is back.
Wait, no.
She with a vengeance.
Have her ass tap, not tap my ass.
No, there's no pegging.
I'm not getting an enema, yeah.
No.
I'm concerned about this pegging thing. I don't know about that.
I never heard of it until Deadpool.
I never heard of it until Broad City, there was an episode about
Broad City.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes, okay, you're right. I did hear. That's where I heard
because
about
the guy who got pegged there ordered his own insertion device for that was specifically designed and molded just for him because something happened to that was the plot of the episode and she had to go out and buy
put it
one
in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it more of there's a contemporary term for it now? I mean, it's not like this just started.
No, this isn't new. Right. It's just now it's called pegging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone
That's
ever...
That's my first Snapchat is...
You were pegging?
I downloaded Snapchat because my son got it, so now I have to...
You got
to
keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I got to look it on that.
you got to pull out of this hole wherever you're going with this.
No, so he was on... No. But we were at Cracker Barrel.
It's only getting worse.
We were taking a picture, and I took a picture of the peg jumping.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I'm pegging.
I'm pegging.
Mm. Get it?
Did you have it strapped on to you as you were putting it in?
Ignoramus.
That'll be a Halloween like costume this year, like being creative with the pegging.
Getting ready to go pegging, only have a golf tee strapped to your front.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I could accommodate a golf tee, to be quite honest.
What?
A golf tee.
Oh, if you could accommodate a golf tee.
Use that to peg with instead of a dildo. I don't
like any of these things.
Number two pencil?
No.
So it's a little longer?
Oh.
I mean, we'll round it off.
It's a little thicker than a golf tee,
too. Jason put it best, and he's the one who told me this however long ago, 7-8 years ago, I don't know, but you're like, I've never understood why people do that when you're that close to the best place on earth. Why would you stick it
you're
in
You're that
there?
Close.
Yeah.
Why would you go
to
ahead?
To the most perfect place on earth.
See, that close. See, it's the visual.
It's
that
the visual.
Close.
You're that close.
Got it.
Yeah.
The taint right there by it.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to see me dance? New topic. I went to the grocery store and I had 20 items and I went into the 12 items or less lane. And I hate people that go into the 12 items or less lane with more than that. Like, right.
I don't know people do that.
Oh,
I don't see people do that.
Not as often.
Well, he's telling you he just did.
He's in the hood, so he's gonna.
Different.
Oh my god!
All the time. And
less respect.
There's rarely anybody at that grocery store anyway.
Oh no, there are a lot of people because they only have
really?
Two registers, so there's just lines of people.
Oh,
it's the worst. So they, whenever someone does that in front of me, I just go, and I just stare at them. I'll never say anything.
No, you got to give them this.
Oh yeah.
Give them one of those.
And so. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I did it. I've never felt more empowered. And the
you
old lady
it?
Behind
What'd
me.
What you say?
No,
oh, you
no, no,
did
no.
it.
I did it. I went into 20 items and the old lady behind me was going, and I was like, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to say something, lady? No, you're not. Because you won't. Because you're scared.
You're scared.
I used to live
in that situation.
That.
I'm okay with it. Because it's only the two lines. It's like at that point, it's like, whatever.
You're doing them a favor.
Well, and it's just like I can't. What am I going to go in that line? This line's just as bad.
You're taking away from how good I felt.
Come up
I
to my like mire and do it. Come up to my mire.
I'll come up
Which
to your
mire. Are
do
you?
140
Knob City.
Oh, you're like
Way
Chick-fil-A
up there.
And
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. By the Isn't there a gym up that way?
I was Lowe's just up there.
And, yeah.
I was just up there.
That's my that's my hood.
Yeah.
I went I went to that movie theater up there.
You like
behind Lowe's.
Did not care for it.
It's a you know, it's base. It's your McDonald's of
movie theaters. Level,
I found
level.
It less than clean.
I saw Star Wars there opening night. That's where I went.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They had tickets available.
No.
There you go.
It was not in 76 Star
No,
Wars.
No, in December. This past December.
77, geez. Whenever that was. Yeah.
Our movie's 8 closed on the east side.
All oh,
it
eight
did,
of them?
Didn't it? Yeah. No, there was
movies,
a Cinemark.
Movie's 8. Remember, it's like a 99-cent movie.
Second run movie where everything goes.
It closed. There's a church in there now.
I think that whole second run movie thing is kind of going away because
there used to be one in Greenwood too.
Instantaneous digital platforms, and you can get all the movies at home.
And but I still does no one in here uses Redbox, right?
I do now
you
and then.
Do?
Now and then, yeah,
what
absolutely.
For?
It's I a dollar, and it's down the street from me.
I don't even have a DVD player hooked up.
Yeah, I don't either.
The only way I could watch a DVD is if I put it in that computer and sync it to Apple TV and watch it on through Apple
I'm
TV.
I'm a little more.
I guess I do the $3.99. Yeah, I do the $3.99 movies though on and then if it's on
it's
Netflix,
a dollar.
Yeah, but then but
if I go Redbox, it's maybe two.
Am I going to have to start renting from Redbox?
And we go by the girls dance all the time. It's like one of those. It's like pick it up and go home. It's real easy.
Dance. Hall.
I know Redbox.
Is it like a little treat? Hey, why don't you go in the Redbox? Get yourself a little Redbox.
Get
yourself a little red box. Yeah, I do that. Or I'll even say, I'll just text on the way home.
Do you ever call your wife, hey, doll, I'm going to get us a red box?
No, I never say doll. Doll.
The new Madden's coming out in August, and you can pre-order it right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I want to say it's like over $100.
No.
Maybe like a special edition.
I bet it's 60. Maybe a bundle would be over 100.
You think
I bet
so?
Bundle
like,
with what?
But it's expensive.
65
this time.
Bucks.
It's more expensive.
Is
but
it?
The last time we ordered it, the day it came out, and it took 5 days to download onto the Xbox. It was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I never thought of that.
It was awful.
Yeah,
kind of like the end of this podcast.
Yeah, like that.
Well, here's how it affected me. So I.
Yeah, how does are you guys video do you game?
Nope.
No gaming.
Decent amount.
Oh
yeah.
Sorry, chick. That's my bad.
Good job.
I didn't do anything.
It's me.
I don't have any idea what we're going to call this episode.
I feel bad. I want to say sorry to Aunt Karen right now because she told me yesterday when I was with her. Dude, when you do this podcast tomorrow, make it a good one. Make it a fun one.
This was fun.
It's good.
Wait, Aunt Karen listens to all these?
Just recently.
Somebody turned
Four-headed monster was great. Somebody turned the Jets on? Come on.
Yeah, that's where we're going. That's where we're going.
We lost steam towards the end with the 12 items or less story, but hey.
Okay. Hey, grab some Chick's Vodka if you live in Iowa, Indiana, or Illinois. Soon to a lot more states, and don't forget about it. Okay, that's it. Is that it?
I think that's it.
I'm going to have to get a better chair.